Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Hey, I just want to say thanks to everybody who has stepped up for the St. Jude kids. St. Jude's doing incredible work fighting childhood cancer. And because of donations, like the ones that you give, families never receive a bill ever from St. Jude for treatment, travel, housing, food, none of that. Help St. Jude stop childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope. Get this awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. It's going to look great on you. So join all the doctors, researchers, and me in this fight. All right, text the word Bobby. It's only six numbers to 785-833. Again, text the word Bobby to just these six numbers, 785-833. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for four lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with four lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. The single most unifying position held by Americans is appreciation for those who protect our freedom and our families. You can help honor fallen or disabled U.S. service members and first responders by donating to Folds of Honor. They award scholarships to make sure the educational dreams of their sons and daughters and spouses live on. They have a 4 out of 4-star ranking on Charity Navigator, so you can give with confidence at foldsofhonor.org.
It's time for the Bobby Bones Post Show. Here's your host, Bobby Bones.
Hello, hello, hello. We just finished the radio show today. We saw Jerry Springer died just now. We weren't able to get it on the show. We'll do a whole tribute tomorrow. Lunchbox was actually on Jerry Springer, and we'll replay that clip, which is always hilarious. I have an interview that I'm supposed to do right now with one of the personalities on New Country 105.1 The Wolf in Medford, Oregon, talking about a music festival. And so we're going to just do a little housekeeping inside of this. We can do the interview inside of this. And we can even shoot these videos we got to shoot after cool. The study, all in this.
Great.
Sometimes it's like, why not? We can let people hear how not glamorous the videos are.
Show them how the sausage is made.
Yeah. This is actually not bad, but okay. Ray, so you can put me up. Ready? You can put me up. Da-da-da. Hello.
Hello.
How's it going?
Hi, how are ya?
Hey, pretty good. What's up? So what would you like from me, and let me know when you're starting? We're just talking about the festival, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Just keeping it easy because I know you're on like a tight schedule. So basically I think what they want is just us to talk about some of the artists, some of your favorite moments, experiences with, you know, a couple of them, if you could give that to me. You know, and I love that you do like, here are the top five new artists to be watching. So even, you know, going with, you know, like, what are your must-sees, you know, at this festival? And who's that new artist with the most potential? You know, just keeping it kind of easy and light, but fun and great. Happy for the listeners.
Easy.
Just to give them something, sell more tickets. You know how it goes.
Yeah. Well, good to meet you, by the way.
Nice to meet you, too. Yeah, Thank you for doing this.
Of course. So I will follow your lead. I will be ready when you tell me to go.
Okay. Hey, Wolfpack, this has never happened before, but you got me, Michaela Ray, and Bobby Bones hanging out in the same place. We are so excited for the Rogue Music Fest coming up very soon. So, Bobby, welcome to Southern Oregon.
Thank you. You know, I've been waiting my whole life to be here. Just kidding. I'm in Nashville right now, but I'm on the air here, and we're talking about it because there's, you know, such a great festival coming to town, Rogue Music Fest. And so I know you're probably excited about it too, right?
Yes, it's the first one. It's happening in our very own backyard. And we hope that we can do this for many years to come. So if people come to this festival, they get to say, hey, I was there first when I saw Eric Church and Carrie Underwood and Brothers Osborne.
Yeah,
we love that kind of stuff.
It's a massive festival. Anytime you get Eric Church because it's not like he's cheap, right? So we need people to come to this because it's going to be awesome. And we want other major artists to come as well. So Eric Church, Carrie Underwood, Brothers Osborne can be playing too. So it is going to be loud and rocking and a really awesome show. It's the 16th and 17th of June. So nobody has plans in anyway. Look at your calendar. You have no plans. The 16th and 17th of June. So this is why you need to go. Michaela, who is your favorite of all the artists that are coming to this festival? Who's the one you don't want to miss?
Oh my gosh. Well, I like the newer artists. So I really want to see Frank Ray. I've never seen it before. Tenille Townes. What about you?
I love Tenille Townes. I think she's an awesome artist and have had her, you know, in here on the show a bunch of times. You know, if you haven't seen Eric Church, he's just so good live. Chris Jansen's the same way. And as I look at kind of the artists, and it's a very rockin' theme. I mean, Eric Church, Chris Jansen, Cadillac 3 rock harder than anybody. There, it's three dudes, but it sounds like there's 20 dudes up there. And Brothers Osborne, and actually even Sawyer Brown, who probably would know from the 90s, but they played a show with Eddie and I, the Raging Idiots, at the Ryman, and that we did some of their songs. And again, if you love 90s country, it's awesome, but they're also still really good. So this festival has everything.
Really? And so who would be your like top three must-see?
Well, Eric Church, because you just need to see Eric Church once, for sure, at least once. Brothers Osborne, because, I mean, probably pound for pound, I don't know, they may be the best sounding band on the entire thing. And then Chris Jansen has so much energy. He doesn't stop. He's in jeans and a t-shirt, and he just runs. It's like Mick Jagger. I think it's like Hillbilly Mick Jagger. So those three are great. Obviously, people are going to want to see Carrie. I don't even want to lump her in because she's her own special entity. It's just so much goodness that it's hard to pick just three.
Oh, and that's the thing, is it's going to be the best time ever. And so I got to know, like, you love newer artists. I know this about you. So who would you pick to be, like, the next best thing out of this list, from Tenille Townes, Frank Ray, Dylan Carmichael? I mean, the Cadillac 3, they've been on the scene for a little bit, but what do you think?
I mean, Tenille Townes is awesome. She's putting out this new project as well. I've always just been, you know, kind of fascinated with how vulnerable and how sad or happy, or like she hits, you know, emotional levels in songs that's really hard to get to. So Tenille Townes has always been a favorite of mine. So that would probably be the new artist. Although, again, she's been around for a little bit, but she's probably the newest artist on this that I would still pay money to go see.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. She wrote a song with Vince Gill, saw him at the Ryman when I was in Nashville for CRS. It was a spiritual experience. I was like, she is such a talented songwriter. She's so good. Now, do you have a favorite moment with Carrie or Eric that you would like to share with the pack?
Yeah, Eddie and I did a song with Carrie Underwood, and she performed with us at the Ryman, and she sang, and when she opened her mouth, it sounded like it was like an alien. She was so good. It was like from a whole other planet, because I was sick, so I didn't go to soundcheck that day. And we were doing the show, and Carrie's like, yeah, I'll come out and sing. She did one of her songs. She did one of our songs. We did one together. And I just remember her starting to sing, and I was like, holy crap. And so I can't sing, and she is so good. It was just like an out-of-body experience. So, yeah, that's probably the one with Carrie. I mean, with Eric, Eric's just never around purposefully. I don't think he's even awake until it gets dark. He's like the vampire country musician. So, you know, and I probably this last January, Eric and I were in California together doing this golf thing, and me, him, and his wife just kind of hung out and sat around and talked. So with Eric, it's probably like the real life stuff more than the music stuff, because the music, Eric Church with the sunglasses, he didn't come out, you know, very often unless he's doing shows. But like, Eric's just kind of a normal, nice dude whenever he's just hanging out. So that's probably my favorite Eric moment.
Okay. So I got to know, how did you get Carrie to do that song with you?
I don't know. I just asked, and we were surprised that she said yes. Honestly, Eddie and I were like, wait, what? Is that a joke? So we literally wrote this song, and then she said yes, and then she did it, and we thought the whole thing was a prank. So I wish there was a good story, except we were just shocked by the whole thing.
Yeah. So if people want to listen, it's called We Can't Stand Each Other, and it's the most beautiful sound about a toilet seat, basically, at the end of the day.
Thank you very much. Well, we're super excited. And this is, I just want to say it one more time, Rogue Music Fest is its first year here, and we need people to come, one, because it's going to be amazing. They're going to love just the great live music. But two, make it a success so it comes back next year. So let's do it Friday, June 16th, Saturday, June 17th, Jackson County Expo Center in Central Point. So just super excited to promote it. And Michaela, thanks for having me on. And I hope it is just a rousing success. Is that a thing, a rousing success?
It could be. You never know.
Thank you.
Not a rousing, but rousing.
There you go.
Bobby, thank you so much for hanging out today. And thank you for, like, I just want to say, like, on a separate level, for being that that cool radio guy that opened up the doors for people like me without that booming radio voice to do what we love and to love on people in the community. Thank you for, you know, doing what you do and paving the way.
Well, thanks. It's very nice of you to say. I appreciate that. And I hope your day is awesome. You're 2 hours behind, right? So it's only like 8:43 there. So you got a long day ahead. So
we are just getting started.
Yeah, good luck. Well, good to talk to you, Michaela. And hopefully I'll see you soon.
Yeah, absolutely. Take care. Thank you, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
That's interesting.
What?
You've opened the way for people to, like, with bad voices.
I don't want to say that either.
I thank you so much.
You know, I didn't want to do a comment, like a joke about it, because it was like, I think I find a way to feel that I feel insulted even when people are complimenting me. Because I like dig for it because I don't do well with compliments.
But so you say it all the time. Yeah, you have bad voice.
Yes, absolutely. I agree. Voice. I have a this is not a voice that you hire because of the voice.
And that's what she meant.
I know.
Which is crazy if you think like radio from here on out is just going to have bad voices all the way.
Well, it's not even radio. I think.
Podcasts?
Yeah,
everything.
Who cares? Who cares about it? It's, if you don't have a good voice, what you have to say has to be even better. So.
That's true.
If you have a great voice and you say really great things, well, you're unstoppable. I don't know anybody like that. However, it's kind of like, you know, if a dude is really good looking, he doesn't have to make as much money. When if a dude is really rich, he doesn't have to be as good looking.
Okay.
Let's be honest.
For some people.
Makes sense.
Yeah, of course. I'm just talking about the clip. So,
generally speaking.
Yeah. Yeah, no, she's nice. Cliche. She's actually really good. Like, she just talks like a normal human. So, yeah, Eddie, I took that way, too.
Yeah.
Well, that's
she was
just
like,
it.
Thanks for clearing the way for everybody else that sucks, too. And I'm like, wait, what? No, it was great. It was great. Okay.
All right.
What?
We got videos here if you want.
Oh, that's true. That is true. Lunchbox, yeah. I know we're going to get into it tomorrow. Any quick thoughts on Jerry Springer dying?
Man, I'm just over here in mourning. It's sad. He was part of a whole generation. Like, his TV show shaped America. It was appointment watching. Every kid, teenager watched it. It was all the rage, and it's just sad to see him go.
And we shouldn't have. That's why we wanted to watch it.
Oh, yeah.
Why?
Well, it wasn't for kids, but kids wanted to watch. Because it was adults fighting. It was like adult. Midday, like, is adults you could be punching, talking about sex. Right, but
train wreck. I mean,
cheating.
Oh, so cool.
Yeah.
Fighting.
But that's why we wanted to watch it, because we weren't supposed to watch it.
Maybe that's what it is. But yeah, I mean, it's sad, because that was one of the biggest shows of our lifetime.
I don't argue that point, but it was definitely a big pop culture moment for a little bit.
Something big from our childhood, yeah.
I'd say probably not top 50 shows of our lifetime.
Have you lost your mind?
Maybe he has a special attachment to it.
No,
he was on it.
No. Yeah. Stop. If you go look at the ratings, it was one of the biggest shows of our lifetime.
Yeah, again, I would say syndicated television in general, midday, is not a big ratings getter. For that spot, it was. But if it was so big, they would have put it on. It'd have been a network prime time 6-7 o'clock show. But they can't because of the content of it. But yes, it did really well for a period in that spot. And pop culture, it was a phenomenon for a couple years.
I mean, oof.
Get me. Oof. Get me.
I don't know how to look up.
It really did well. It really did well. Yes. But it wasn't American Idol.
There was nearly 7 million viewers a day watching a midday show. Mm-hmm. That is huge.
It is. In its prime, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
but when I was on American Idol even 4 or 5 years ago, we had episodes that were over 7 million, right? So, and that's when things were already starting to splinter.
Yeah. I'm just saying, a midday show, I mean, TV Guide ranked it the number one on the list of worst shows in television history.
What's number two?
I don't know. It's just in this article about him dying. It says TV Guide ranked it number one on the list of worst shows in the history of television.
They're haters.
And then the next thing is, but it was ratings gold.
Absolutely.
Yes.
They're haters. Okay, what are we doing, Eddie?
Two videos.
Okay, two videos. Go ahead. Oh, it's this about Rogue Music Fest.
Yeah.
Jerry.
Okay, so Rogue Music Fest is coming June 16th, 17th at Jackson County Expo. Can you move it a little bit this way? Because I cannot see the first lines. There. I can't see the first letter of the prompter. You got to go the other way. You're going the wrong way. Nope. Yep. That's it.
Better?
I can see it, yeah. It's crooked, but I can see it.
Okay.
That's what she said. What? We're
wrong. Are you ready?
Okay. At the height of Jerry Springer, it was beating Oprah.
Okay, great.
I mean, that is at the height, it had 12 million viewers a day.
Hey, buddy. Huge. That's good.
Okay, I'm just saying.
Ready, Eddie?
Let's go.
Go. Hey guys, Rogue Music Fest is coming June 16th and 17th at the Jackson County Expo Park in Central Point. Eric Church, Carrie Underwood, Chris Jansen, Brothers Osborne, Tennille Towns, and many, many more. If you want to get up close to the stage, the Party Pit passes are for you, or you can get platinum and gold reserve tickets or general admission. Tickets are available right now before they sell out at roguemusicfest.com. Good? It's it. Okay. Got it. Hey guys, Bobby here. The Big 98 was named ACM Radio Station of the Year. And so we want to send a quick thanks to you guys for listening. We couldn't do this without you. It's all about you. And so we appreciate you. Thank you. I'm going to take this, I'm going to hug it tight every night, and I'm going to think about you specifically, because we just sent this video to you, you the one watching this right now. ACM! All right, see you guys. Thank you. Cool. Thank you. All right. Thank you. The number two worst show of all time is My Mother, the Car from 1965. And number three is the XFL Football League. Whoa, that was bad. I don't know. Some of the rules are good now because they're experimental. Like the onside kick, there isn't one. They go for like 4th and 25. You know, that's legit because at least you can have a shot at that.
I just thought when it was like off season, I'm like, ooh, I have football to watch. And then I'd start watching. I'm like, no,
it's weird.
I'm not going to watch this.
It's weird. Yeah. The Brady Bunch Variety Hour is at number four. Hogan's Heroes at number five. Hogan's Heroes was good for back in the day. It was funny. Celebrity Boxing at six. After MASH at seven. I guess that was a show that they made after MASH went off.
Oh.
With the characters. Cop Rock at eight. It's the musical adventures of a police force. I need to see that. Number nine, You're in the Picture. Number 10, Hee Haw Honeys. That's not from Hee Haw. Huh.
Hee Haw Honeys?
Hee Haw Honeys. It's a spinoff? Really? Kathy Lee Gifford was in it? Well, those are your top 10 worst shows of all time. What do we do now? Who's got something?
Whatever you want to do, man.
I know. I didn't get in until late last night. I posted... So this is what I'm doing on TikTok. I am just posting bullcrap up there. I'm not even putting any effort in. It's not that. I post some stuff sometimes. I think it's like... Because of other stuff I've done that's gone 1 million views, 2 million views. I'm like, this is very similar, maybe even funnier. 12,000. And I'm like... Why'd I put all that work in?
Yeah.
To get 12. And I'll do something ridiculous, 500,000. So every day I'm just getting on and treating it like a journal. I'm just talking to the camera.
I can't believe you're getting on though, dude. Like I always go to the little button or whatever and I'm like, ooh, TikTok. No, I shouldn't do it. They'll take my stuff.
Because China? Well, they already have it, bro. Yeah. So if they had it, they already have it.
But they're not getting new ones? What if I'm number 10 million.
You're kind of missing the point here.
Oh.
It's not so much about them getting your information. Everybody's already got your information. They wanted it, they would get it. That's a part of it, but mostly it's that they have control on influencing us even by very tiny measures. Let's say you were a communist. You're not.
I'm not.
But let's say you're in the political system and there's communism and there's capitalism and they fight. I'm just not saying Democrat or Republican because I don't want to put you on one of them because people be like, oh, Eddie. Let's say you're a comic. Like, that's even, whatever. But that's so
great
fictional.
Great example, dude.
That's so fictional. That's not true. So let's say China has the ability to influence you, but you're a communist and Lunchbox is a capitalist and you guys hate each other.
Yeah.
It's Republicans, Democrats. Democrats, same system.
Okay.
You hate each other. And there's a big, you and half the country are all communists and Lunchbox is like half capitalist and you hate each other and it's getting toxic and your politicians are making it even more toxic. Well, China's got control to you, the communists, they're going to send you, they're going to amp up the communists like we hate, why we hate capitalists so much. They're going to kind of, and the ones that are already on the edge, they're going to push them even further. And they're going to take, and they're going to do, the capitalists do the same thing. And they're going to take that divide and they're going to make it so much bigger that there's so much infighting and it's trying to ruin the country that that's their goal. And they have the ability to do that without it even being noticed because you wanted to see it anyway or they wouldn't even know.
So are they doing that right now?
Possibly.
Because how are they getting me with the alligator videos?
Well, they give you those, keep you going.
Okay. Because that's like, I get a lot of alligator videos.
Well, it can't be that
they're just going to show you and be like, this is what we're doing. But they have the ability at any time to influence folks. And what they want is for all of us to hate each other. That's why we got the crappy version of it.
Yeah.
I mean, it's the good version, but the crappy version. In China, it's used as a tool for learning. You got to be so old to get on it. There are a certain amount of time you can be. In America, it's like, here's a kid farting on a pumpkin, and we laugh,
right, and it's hilarious.
Oh, and hey, kids, you're allowed to do it all hours of the night, and look at all these fun things you can do.
And here's a 12-year-old grinding on a pole.
Right.
And it's like, what's happening?
Well, I haven't seen that one. And if I do, I'm not staying on that one long, you know what I mean?
But it's like, everybody, you know?
Yeah.
They have the ability to do this, and that's why we just give them too much power.
Yeah. Okay.
And they are an adversary. The United States, Russia, China. If you don't think that they're trying to win over the, you know, King Dingling of the world, the biggest superpower, through tech, through mostly tech now. Sure, you can have weapons, but mostly tech now. You don't think all these countries are also fighting to create the biggest and baddest AI? So that is a big part of why TikTok is dangerous because they can further divide a country that's already divided, the most it's possibly ever been divided. The only reason I say possibly is because, I don't know, Vietnam is bad.
That was pretty divided.
I'm glad they didn't have social media then. Mm. That might have been like 69s. I mean, that might have been equal to what it is now.
They did all the arguing in person then.
Yeah, they
did. Big fights.
Big ones. So, anyway, I'm on TikTok posting this stuff. And I just get on and do a little journal every day about something random. And they get the stupidest amount of views. This one that I posted last night, I literally got in at 11:30. It's like, I didn't post on the journal today. So I posted it. Okay. Yeah. Call it the Jurn.
That's good.
J-U-R-N. I put the date on it. And so on the Jurn, I was like, hey, I went and did this thing for University of Arkansas. Wrote all these jokes. I didn't get to use them. I don't think I'm a quitter. I think I just pivot. Whatever. Just since almost midnight, it's got 30,000 views. It was garbage.
Dear Jurn.
Yeah. I did one on Lynn Goodman dying with pictures and stuff, 15,000, even less. That was a pretty, I thought that one would get more, but I don't care anymore. I did one about my guitars, 373,000.
Wow, that's good.
Oh, the giveaway one?
Well, no, yeah. Should I give them away?
Yeah.
So every day on TikTok, Mr. Bobby Bones, I'm just up being like, what up? This one I'm thinking right now. No production, no editing. Let's see what happens. I'm trying to get to a million.
A million and one for one video?
Oh, no, I have a lot of those. I mean, a million followers.
Ooh, that'd be cool.
I have a lot of a million views. Wow. I never got to a million on anything.
Mike went viral the other day.
Yeah, he did. That's so cool.
What'd that end up at, Mike? You're one with the movie people.
It's at 1.8 on TikTok and 2 million on Facebook.
Oh, that's amazing.
That's awesome, dude. Dang, do you feel famous?
No, but seeing like getting more followers on TikTok, that was pretty cool.
What do you have?
I'm at like 13,000 now, and I was at 10 before that hit.
10 total, not even 1,000.
Yeah, just 10.
10 total. Wow, so you got 3,000 followers from the video hitting? What's the most viral video you've had, Amy? Do you know?
I don't know that you could call it viral, but what? Let's see. If I go, you mean like a reel? Because I don't know.
Reel or TikTok?
I don't have many TikToks. My reel is changing out the filter on your washing machine because it's so disgusting and nobody knows that you're supposed to do it. Lunchbox talked about it on the show one time, but it has 557,000.
Oh, good for you. You're actually teaching something good too.
Right. So I'm kind of like, should I do an update? It's time to clean your filter again.
You can be a filter girl. Sometimes you just find your niche. Hey. You find all the filters in your house.
Right.
Coffee filters, air filters, washer dryer filters.
Oh, wait. Oh. I have 530,000 on a video that I made asking, I don't know if I can say.
What?
Okay.
Asking
TikTok, Amy. TikTok.
Okay, for women, when we go to the OBGYN, there's something that happens to me at the doctor that doesn't happen to any of my friends. And I was like, is this normal? So I asked. And I mean, yeah, it has almost like 1,000 comments of like.
If you put it up on your TikTok. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
We're on a podcast right now.
It's my. Okay, I said.
No, I'm saying we're on a podcast. So you can say it right
now. Oh, okay. Why do some OBGYNs stick their finger up your butt and others don't?
What? This is crazy. This is crazy, Bones.
Wait. Well, I don't know the answer because I don't have an OBGYN, but why?
Did they respond?
I said.
What did most people respond?
Some people were like, I'm more. Okay, let me just go. I'll show. Okay.
Were most people like, what are you talking about?
Yes, they were like, I have never. This is crazy. Definitely new for me. And then other people are like, happens every time.
So there's got to be a reason. It's not like a rogue OBGYN.
Right, it's not rogue, but we don't know what determines it specifically. Like for me, I have family history. My mom had anal cancer.
There you go.
No. But it was happening before my mom was ever diagnosed with that, before I wrote it down as my family history. And so even for other people, they're like, yeah, when I was 18, the first time I went, that happened to me. No family history. Like I had all kinds of comments explaining. It was all over the map, which... So then I think, yes, family history does absolutely play a factor in some cases, but some doctors, they just prefer to do it. It's like an easier way for them to feel something, even in your female organs.
Then there you go. That's the answer.
I know, but then why does some... Because I would be like, well,
why do some pitchers
go the extra
throw
mile?
A fastball with three fingers and some with two, right? Okay. I mean, they're just
is
different.
Is that the same?
Why? I'm just
that's your comparison.
I'm just saying you can do the same thing, but you do it different ways.
Okay, someone posted, at my first appointment at 19, this happened to me. I talked about it with my college friends, and everyone looked at me like, what are you talking about? And then, it was just all over the place. Like, when you start to talk about it with your friends, you realize there's like, you know, 1 out of 10 that are like, happens every time.
So you need to ask them if that's the same doctor.
No.
That's funny. Right. It's one doctor traveling the country doing the butthole.
What's your doctor's
like,
name?
Like, that's his thing? Oh, no.
Someone said, my current doctor does it was a first for me, and I had 6 OBGYNs before.
Like, is his name Clyde?
Oh, man, that's funny.
Yeah, listen, I don't know. So anyway, that one has 500.
Or it's that doctor with all these accounts that goes to answer, yeah, my doctor, just to cover him. Oh. So the other doctor, wow. He's got burner accounts covering himself.
No, mine is, I have a female doctor.
Well, she does. Yeah, was it at that La Quinta?
Stop. No, it's at a women's clinic. But I see where you're going.
The exam may be done to check the prostate gland or the uterus and ovary.
The uterus and ovary.
The doctor can also feel other structures in the pelvis. The exam may be done to help identify the cause of symptoms such as rectal bleeding, blood in the stool, abdominal or pelvic pain, a change in bowel habits, or urinary problems. So it's a thing.
Yeah.
Okay. What would have been crazy is if it wasn't a thing and everybody would have said, nope, never heard of it. That's when it had gotten weird. But that's a good video for you, huh? Did you show it? Did you do an example? did you animate it? What'd you do?
Oh, animation.
Yeah,
cool.
How'd you do that?
No, but now I'm thinking like, what? Maybe if I go to the, I don't know what they allow you to film.
You would film your butthole.
No, my
colonoscopy. You would film your butthole.
My colonoscopy video
No, let me ask you a question.
Has,
would you film your butthole?
No, what?
Okay, then.
But my colonoscopy video has almost 500,000 and they wouldn't let me show certain things though.
Who's they?
I had my camera with me in the, when they wheeled me back.
The doctors.
Yeah.
Yeah, so the, malpractice.
They
don't want to get busted. Not busted, they don't want something to be recorded and you're like, look what I have proof of.
They let me film the size of the camera, which is about the size of my finger, and then they let me show the video of how you could see, oh, this is the camera and then this is the screen. And
would
then,
you put your butthole up?
And then I had to put it away.
Would you put your butthole on
TikTok? What do you
TikTok?
Mean? That's not allowed.
No, would you though?
No.
If they for medical, they're like, well, no. You can only show it.
No, I would put the insides of my.
Yeah, that's okay.
Okay, but no.
Okay.
Mm-mm, no. But would you? Come on.
I don't
on.
Think so.
Yeah, no.
But I don't think we all have a butthole.
I know.
Every single one of
that's
us.
That's the thing about certain body parts. We all have them. So why is it not allowed to be seen if every single one of us has one?
Yeah, I don't think anyone wants to see that.
True, but I'm right? saying you can't even show it. Like, for example, a wiener. We don't all have a wiener. Not that I know of, anyway. I haven't seen everybody. But I can see why, since that's different. But what? A butthole? Everybody has a butthole. Every single one of them have a butthole.
Well, not everyone has this. Another popular video is my tailbone.
Did you show that?
No, but I showed someone touching it for the first time and they were freaked out. And then, but maybe I could do something.
You could probably show that.
Showing it.
Did you ever hear from the, speaking of TikTok, the girl that you saw that was the, I don't know. I don't even want her to message up here right yet, because in case you didn't. Let me move on from that.
Huh?
Don't worry about it. Lunchbox, your most viral video?
Oh, I don't know. Probably the one with Jelly Roll.
But is that on yours?
It's on his wife's.
No, yours.
Oh, the one with probably Peyton Manning.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah.
What were you doing in that one?
Yelling at him, trying to climb out the car window, and Scuba rolled it up and wouldn't let me out.
How many on that one?
Over a million.
Yeah, like 4 or 5, 6 million.
Whoa. That's viral.
Scuba said 7 million.
Nice.
Million. There
that's amazing.
Lunchbox. I'm in that, so I went viral.
Who's in it most?
Me, because I'm the one that was in it. They were filming or recording me, and I'm the one that told them to roll up the window. Because what happened was we were going to CMAs, and it's in an area where you're supposed to be somewhat like a professional. Mm-hmm. And he's there with his kid, and I, as a father, I'm like, I wouldn't want these people yelling at me and my son.
I didn't see you, Lunchbox, in the whole video.
He's in the very back all, and I'm like, guys, stop it. He's with his kid. Like, leave him alone. And the driver went to stop, and I was like, no, dude, you need to keep going. And I rolled the window up and made him drive off.
But we don't see Lunchbox.
No, you don't see him. No, I went viral.
The one, so Lunchbox has another video with Peyton Manning, and he's in it, and it has 30,000.
Oh, man.
No, that was just a whole CMA recap. Like, it was just me backstage, all my different stuff.
You do pretty good.
Oh, I know I do good when I put up stuff.
Yeah, look at you. Oh, wait, am I on, is this Instagram? Oh, this is Instagram. Got it. What? Oh, look at that. Well, Daddy, you have one?
Yeah, my big one is when Lunchbox told
me. So I went viral. You didn't go viral.
No, it's my video.
But that's what just Scuba just said. And so if you didn't go viral.
But do you agree with what Scuba said?
No.
Okay, so then, if that's the case.
But Eddie needs me to go viral.
Yeah. You need to pay Manning to go viral.
Wait till you kiss your dad.
Ooh, that's going to be a good one,
dude. That
is when
it's going to be good
stuff.
Can't wait.
Okay, I do want to do this real quick. This is Scuba talking trash about Lunchbox on a podcast. Lunchbox, would you like to set this up?
Yeah, so I guess Scuba has no guts, no glory, can't say anything to my face, but he goes on a podcast bashing me and my coaching abilities because his son was on my soccer team. He never said anything to me, but he goes on a podcast with Morgan, starts talking about how terrible of a coach I was.
Were you talking about Lunchbox?
I had to hear what it was. I don't remember. We talked for like an hour and a half.
Okay, so let's play. How long is the clip, Ray?
26.
I haven't heard it. Here's Scuba Steve talking about some coach. We'll see if it's Lunchbox.
Every kid's got a different skill set, a different attention span, a different level where they're at. And so I have to like cater each kid to where they're at because I want them to have fun and I want them to not feel alienated or isolated. Because I've seen where my son played in other sports and the coaches were brutal and didn't do the fundamentals, didn't do the basics. And that's what pushed me to become a coach. Even though I have no free time, I've made it a point to have free time because of that.
I don't really hear him attacking you.
That's not even you.
The other coaches were brutal.
I think you're looking for a reason to be angry.
Brutal.
Yeah, it's not good. I don't know. The judge does not accept that. He's not going after you.
I'm pretty sure I know which coach he's talking about.
He literally said the other coaches were brutal.
About Lunchbox.
Well, I had a really bad coaching experience. It wasn't him, but he was in that group because he never did practice, which I thought was stupid.
But was he brutal?
He wasn't brutal. There was another coach that was brutal. Right. He was in the group of not doing practice.
Yeah.
Yeah. So he's not talking about you.
Not talking about him, yeah.
You got offended. Do you just search to be offended sometimes so you can ramp it up?
But he just did say I was in that group.
But again, that wasn't about. He just said that wasn't about you. You were not brutal.
Okay.
No,
okay. Just making sure. Okay. I mean,
yeah.
I was just like, no guts. I mean, no stone Steve.
Oh,
he wasn't talking about you.
Wow, no stone Steve. That's pretty good.
He's sticking with it. Amy.
Thank you.
He commits.
What was he supposed to say to your face?
Like, hey, man, like I'd really appreciate it if you guys had practices. You know, instead
I told you that. I said this is ridiculous that we don't have practice.
Oh, how he did say it to your face.
Yeah, I was like,
confronted him.
Wait.
No, I asked you initially. I was like, we were going through the basics of his team. And he goes, yeah, we don't do practice. And I was like, when are they ever supposed to learn anything?
Yeah, why don't you do practice, though?
There were three.
Four and five.
No, they were three and four.
And then games were awful
the
because they were just a bunch of kids running around in circles not knowing what to do. They didn't even know the absolute basics, which you're supposed to teach the kids in practice.
Dang, Pele.
Exactly. I mean, they're three and
4 year
olds.
My baseball team is phenomenal because we practice. And we go over the fundamentals.
Hey, no stone, Steve. I need you to take a breath.
Sorry.
Fundamentals.
Okay, I don't think he was talking about you in that situation,
yeah.
But I do. But you did say it to his face. But you did say it to his face.
Yeah,
sure, I did.
But
it was
angry.
Done. We didn't do practice.
And you said it to his face.
Yeah, I said it to him on his little sports podcast that he does.
So little.
Ooh, fight, fight, wait, fight, fight.
It's like his stones, little.
What do you mean stones?
Balls, Eddie.
Oh, got it.
What is happening?
Got it. I was thinking real stones, like rocks.
No. Okay.
A little gravel in the yard?
Yeah.
Okay. That's it.
Oh.
We're out of here. You guys have a good day. Tomorrow on the show, Nate Smith, full band, will perform. He has that song, Whiskey on You. Don't want to wait in a dump, that one. We'll do Easy Trivia. We'll do Jerry Springer, play Lunchbox's time on Jerry Springer. Literally was on the show. We'll do that. But thank you guys. And to everybody, including No Stone Steve, hope you have a good day today.
Thank you. You as well, Bobby.
Is it No Stones or Small Stones, Steve? No Stones.
No Stones.
So he has No Stones, but they're small.
Wow. I mean, I was just trying to, at the end, I was just going back at it.
I don't know.
I mean, they're probably so small you just can't see them, right? They're there. So
they call you No Stones.
Yeah.
But they're
really small.
Are you, is Steve drinking? What? Oh.
I think it's kombucha.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Yeah.
It's clear mind kombucha. Yeah.
Okay.
You ever have a beer up here, Steve?
Kombucha will give you a buzz.
Nah. I like whiskey or bourbon.
Not me. I drink.
Oh, Bones. I've had kombucha. It gives me a little buzz.
I have been like, should I drive right now?
Yeah, it's It's a probiotic.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. But it has,
I have digestive issues, so I have doctor had me doing that too. No, I never felt anything.
It's not. Oh, well, look at you. I don't know.
It's fermented.
Sometimes.
Why are you guys trying to tell me how I feel?
No. I say,
you guys are arguing. That's great for you guys.
I agree. You probably didn't feel that. I'm not saying I felt it every single time, but there are times which I don't know if it depends on what else I have in my stomach or if I have an MDs. I don't know what it is.
It's a random
times
batch.
Where I've had kombucha and I've been like,
me too.
This is, I feel a little
tipsy. I think somebody spiked you.
Dude, I was watching a football game. I'm like, this is awesome.
That was a beer, dude. I think you confused the can. Did Eddie tell you he has a neurological disease?
What?
It's not good.
Wait, what? No? This seems like a
bigger
deal.
I don't know if he talked to you guys about it. Well,
I haven't told anyone about it.
Okay, we can end on this. Go ahead.
So, I guess my left armpit's been sweating. Not my right one, just my left one. And this is like, I get out of the shower, I put deodorant on, and then I just go somewhere. And then, like, I feel like right now, it's kind of damp. And I'm like, not my right one, just my left one. So I Googled it. I'm like, what is it? And it says it's a neurological, like, disease and that I should go to the doctor immediately.
And are you going?
Nah, probably not. Because I don't feel bad.
Yeah.
But it's
so what's
odd.
The neurological disease?
Let me look it up.
Why do you need to go immediately? Like, if I see the word immediately, I probably...
Well, your lights have been on your car, though, for an extended period of time.
It's called...
And they say, get this checked immediately, you know.
This isn't my body.
Yeah, go ahead.
It's called asymmetric hyperhidrosis.
Yeah. Asymmetric hyperhidrosis. It is regional or asymmetry sweating and a strong indication of secondary hyperhidrosis. And an underlying diagnosis should be sought. Lots of sweating from one area of the body can cause increased sweating from another. It literally says nothing there.
Yeah.
It just says you sweat.
But it said I should go to the doctor immediately.
It's a silent disorder.
Yeah, so I don't know what that means, guys.
It means go to the doctor immediately.
It's not good.
All right, that's it. We're done. Thank you. We'll see you tomorrow. Goodbye, everybody. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk Wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. The show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them every day can make all the difference in the world. That's why everybody should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's Better, H-E-L-P.com. I love bacon. It's hard to find somebody who doesn't love bacon. All bacon's good, right? Yeah, but some bacon is next level. And when I talk about next level, I'm talking about Right brand bacon. We had so much up here that the guys on the show were fighting for it. Eddie posted a big case of it that he took home. Right brand is the number one thick cut, hand trimmed, real wood smoked bacon. You just have to try it to believe. So, bacon lovers, do yourself a big favor. Go out and get yourself some Right brand bacon today. It's time you experience bacon the right way.